I guess there's a really big difference between how we look at life here in America in comparison to people who are outside of America. Every time I sit down to a dinner conversation with a lot of people, the topic of politics come up a lot. And people talk like they can change everything regarding politics. And we talk like we have everything in order. And if we somehow vote this way or that way, things gonna be better in America. We somehow, I think, as Americans, put too much trust in our government. But for me, as someone who grew up under communism, and I think a lot of our brothers and sisters who are immigrants here had come to realize where we grew up, government is imperfect. That's why we don't have that much trust in government. We just live what we're called to be according to the gospel. Why? Bribery, corruption, and all these things really happen. And we can never alleviate or take away any of those matters. So if we're frustrated or somehow think that it needs to be this way or that way in order for me to be happy, we have put our trust and our hope in a man-made institution and not God. My brothers and sisters, in the first reading today, St. Paul said to the Corinthians, and he said to us, that our ministry have to go through much endurance, afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, vigil, fast. And as well as dishonor, insult, and all these things. If we somehow, just like what I said on Saturday, if we somehow just think that life needs to be perfect for me to keep my faith, I think our faith become an armchair philosophy. We somehow just want things our way, and we never grow in that self-mortification, the dying of ourselves, so that God is our first, our everything. That's why St. Paul said, as Christians, we're being reminded each and every day that we should live as having nothing, yes, possessing all things. The things of heaven, the things that are eternal, the things that are everlasting, the things that are transcendental, the things that come from God, the things that are invaluable, the things that gain from prayer, from the life of worship, the love of God. What is possessing your heart right now? What do you talk about most? What occupies your life? What are the topics of your conversations? Those things really affect us. Think about that. Then so many times that we waste talking about the things that don't matter at all. What are we doing? The generosity to God, the generosity in loving our neighbor and forgiving our neighbor and seeking reconciliation need to affect us first. I think we as Americans have lacked that spiritual generosity. To be generous to God, to be generous to one another in forgiving. We as Americans lack that forgiveness because too many times we're too prideful of ourselves, of our politics, and of our own arrogant way of life. So, who is controlling us? What is occupying our mind? Perhaps today we need a little bit of a humble pie. Eat it, and eat it well. Because all these things remind us that ever since the fall, things has always been imperfect. Was there any perfect time in history? No. But even in the midst of all the things that happen, the grace of God is still at work. Trust in Him. Hope in Him. Live in Him. And receive His grace. So that whatever is asking of us, even when it gets hard, our hearts still become tender. So that we do not weaponize the gospel and the truth against one another, but we possess the things of God, not the things of this world, so that we do not seek retributive justice, but seek divine justice, knowing that God hath the final truth, and He is the one who holds our hearts.